أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. السلام عليك يا مولاي يا أبا محمد الحسن بن علي العسكري، السلام عليك يا أبا الإمام المنتظر ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of my humbleness and all of us, allow me to convey our commiseration and condolences to our present Imam, Imam al-Hujja ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu sharif, on the sad occasion of the anniversary of the martyrdom of his father, the noble Imam of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, whose kunya was Abu Muhammad. As you know, the actual name of Imam al-Hujja jalallahu farajuhu sharif is Muhammad. When we are commemorating the majalis of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, obviously the host of all the majalis is Imam al-Hujja jalallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif, and we are expected to offer our condolences to our present Imam. But in particular, the majlis, like the majlis of tonight, that is held in memory of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, is in fact the majlis of the direct father of Imam al-Zaman ajjalallahu farajuhu sharif. So really, attending the majlis of the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hujja ajjalallahu farajuhu sharif, holding a majlis of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, So holding the majlis for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, commemorating the majlis of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, attending the majlis of the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, is something that directly is related to Imam al-Hujja jalallahu farajuhu sharif. Rest assured that tonight, by your participation, my participation, inshallah, we are pleasing the holy heart of our present Imam, Imam al-Hujja jalallahu farajuhu sharif. And inshallah, have your needs tonight, because it's a very holy majlis that we are holding in memory of the father of our beloved Imam, Imam al-Hujja ajjalallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin wa ajjal farajuhu sharif. Briefly, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, obviously his father was Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and the mother of the Imam, her name was Hudayz. Her name also was Jaddah as well. Jaddah, which literally means grandmother. In Arabic culture, when a mother is known because of her grandson, like a lady whose grandson becomes an outstanding person, outstanding personality, they refer to her as Jaddah, like, which means the grandmother of that grandson, because of the position of the grandson. Now, because the son, the only son of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, is Imam al-Hujjah jalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif, who is going to spread peace and justice on earth globally. The grandmother of Imam al-Zaman ajallallahu farajhu sharif was referred to at her time as Jaddah, meaning that the grandmother of the awaited Mahdi, who happened to be the mother of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. As with regards to the date of the martyrdom of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, almost there is no dispute among the historians and scholars whether Shia or Sunni. Almost all of them, quite exceptionally, they agree that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam was martyred in the morning on the 8th of Rabiul Awwal, 260 years after the migration of the Holy Prophet of Islam from Mecca to Medina. Now, because of that, tonight I want to touch on quite a controversial issue and make a little bit of clarification on that, because it's becoming every year more and more apparently a culture, unfortunately, among some, and God knows who are behind it, that are promoting it even, that on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, or in fact on the evening of the 8th of Rabiul Awwal, they start celebrating, partying, and doing things that even Islamically some of them are inappropriate, impermissible, and they all call it as a celebration of the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, the day after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. What is 9th of Rabiul Awwal? They refer to the 9th of Rabiul Awwal often as the day of Bara'at, the day of freedom and separation from the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. They refer to it famously as Eid al-Zahra, the day of the celebration of Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. They refer to it as Al-Ghadir al-Thani, the second Ghadir, and the celebration of Ghadir. And some with some of the Pakistani brothers and sisters from that part of the world, I've seen that they refer to it as the day of Barat, and that's why they cook and they distribute food on that occasion. Now, distribution of food, there's nothing wrong with that. Consider it the day of Ghadir al-Thani, the second Ghadir, there's no problem with that in general. What I believe, and I want to inshallah provide some evidences and challenge that misconception, is that the 9th of Rabiul Awwal marks the commencement of the imamat of Imam al-Hujjah jalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif. So for that reason to be celebrated, there is nothing wrong with that. It's very good. And that's why at the center, you know that for many years we have started this good sunnah, this culture of celebration of the wilayat of Imam Mahdi Jalallahu Farajhu Sharif. So we have two occasions at least for Imam al-Hujjah Jalallahu Farajhu Sharif. One is the wiladat and the birthday anniversary of Imam Mahdi, and another one is the celebration of the wilayat and the beginning or the commencement of the imamat of Imam Mahdi Jalallahu Farajhu Sharif. For this reason, to refer to it as Ghadir al-Thani, it's good and there's nothing wrong with that. But the misconception is here that Marhum Majlisi Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his book Bahar al-Anwar, he is narrating a long hadith from the book of Zawaidul Fawaid, that we are not sure whether the book is from Sayyid ibn Tawus or the son of Sayyid ibn Tawus, who were among the scholars of the 7th century AH. A long hadith in that book of Zawaidul Fawaid is narrated that the narrators, the two unknown narrators, apparently they say that they had a dispute with regards to Ibn al-Khattab, and they ended up going in Qom to Ahmad ibn Ishaq al-Qumi, who was one of the eminent scholars then in Qom. And to cut a long story short, Ahmad ibn Ishaq tells them, happened to be celebrating that day, happens to be on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, and when they made some inquiries that we didn't know any celebration on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, Ahmad ibn Ishaq says that I was with Imam Hadi alayhi salam in Samarra, and the Imam on such a day was celebrating, and when I made some inquiries, the Imam mentioned a hadith from his grandfathers from the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Huzayfa is narrating from the Prophet so and so. There's a long hadith, so many things, that from the
the hadith, you can tell that it's a celebration of the death of the second Khalifa. That is what is referred to. And the problem of the text of the hadith is that it's also referred to that apparently it is quoted to have said that the Almighty God says to the Prophet that this is the day that أمرت الكرام الكاتبين أن يرفعوا القلم عن الخلق كلهم. This is the day that supposedly is quoted from God to have said that that's the day that I have commanded the angels who are in charge of writing down the deeds of people that for 3 days they remove the pen of responsibility so that people are free to do as they wish. And that's why you see often they are really some people, ignorant people really, they are partying, celebrating, men and women cracking dirty jokes and things like that, dancing often, so many sinful acts, and they justify that it's a night of Raf al-Qalam, the night of removal of the pen of responsibility. That's something that we want to deal with it and treat it, inshallah, and correct it. Because usually, unfortunately, in some communities, the night after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, or as I said, even on the evening of the day of the martyrdom, they start those sinful acts that they call it celebration of Eid al-Zahra. First of all, what I need to tell you that the hadith that Marhum Majlisi is narrating from Sayyid ibn Tawus is technically speaking mursal. That means that the chain of the transmitters are not mentioned. Even those two supposedly narrators that they had the dispute about Ibn al-Khattab are absolutely unknown. We have no record about their biography in the books of Rijal, so we don't know who they are. A mursal hadith that the chain of transmitters are missing, and those two people that are mentioned are unknown. When we come to the body of the hadith also, it has numbers of problems. One of the problems is that apparently it suggests that ninth of Rabi al-Awwal is the celebration of the death of the second Khalifa. Historically, we really cannot support this, because all what we have in the history from the Shia and Sunni side is that on the 26th of Dhul Hajjah, not Rabi al-Awwal, Dhul Hajjah, on the year 23 after the migration of the Prophet, the second Khalifa was struck, and 3 days later, 29th, at the end of Dhul Hajjah, he died. There is no hadith, no historian has said that the death of the second Khalifa is on the 9th of Rabi al-Awwal. So this is one mistake. And that's why Ibn Idris al-Hilli, one of the eminent scholars that we have in the 6th century, he corrects this mistake and he touches on the issue, and he says that one of the mistakes that some of our scholars have made is the assumption that the second Khalifa was assassinated on the 9th of Rabi al-Awwal, and this is not true. And then he says that our teacher Sheikh al-Mufid rahmatullahi has elaborated and has corrected this mistake. That's why some of the scholars, they have said that it is not meant for Umar ibn al-Khattab, it's meant for Umar ibn Sa'ad, the headmaster in Karbala. And you know who I'm talking about, that it was the day that Mukhtar beheaded Umar ibn Sa'd. Even this one, really historically, is hard to prove it. But when you read the so-called hadith that Marhum Majlisi narrates, does not apply to Umar ibn Sa'd. It's more likely to be that it's talking about, very precisely, it's talking about second Khalifa or someone along that. That's why we say that the sanad of the hadith has a problem, the body of the hadith has this also problem. Some they say that the dispute that those two unknown people they had about Ibn al-Khattab, it wasn't Ibn al-Khattab, it was Abu al-Khattab. Abu al-Khattab was one of the ghulat, one of those who were exaggerating about the status of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and he's been cursed by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. So apparently they say that those two were disputing about the personality of this person, and then they go to Ahmad ibn Isaac. As you can see, it's a very unclear and has so many problems with that. The main issue that we have, and I have with that, is that the quotation to say that the hadith that is suggesting that God forbid that the Almighty God on those 3 days from 9th of Rabi al-Awwal continue for 3 days has removed the pen of responsibility. So, an al-khalq kullihim, from people, all of them. doesn't even say from the followers of Ahlul Bayt and himself, from all people. Meaning that from the nonce of Rabiul Awal, three days, whatever people do, there is no penal responsibility, and therefore we can say any jokes that we want, we can do any scene that we want. With that excuse, absolutely incorrect. This is not compatible with the rest of the teachings of Islam that we have, the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam at all. Definitely not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qaf clearly says that مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is absolutely no single word uttered by any of us, but there is a watcher that is collecting it, counting it. Alright? So what we say matters. Doesn't matter when, on which occasion we say. Islamic celebrations and Eid are always Eid, which means the day, a day of return to God, a day of nearness to God, not a day of chucking a party celebration and sinning, justifying it that it is Eid al-Zahra. Ahlul Bayt al-Musallam, Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha, are free from such sins, absolutely. And really, this is nothing other than a disgrace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut, again, you can refer to the ayah later on if you have time, ayah 24 of Surah Al-Ankabut, that the Almighty God is blaming people of Lut, from the community of Lut, for three sins, mortal sins that they had committed. One of them was the famous homosexuality. The second was they were bandits. They were involved in robbery. And the third was talking evil talks, or what do you call it, insulting each other and others in their finadikum, in their gatherings. In Islam, we are not even allowed, clearly mentioned in the Quran, to insult kuffar, to insult idol worshippers, to insult even their idols, lest they turn around and they insult the Almighty God. We are accountable for that if we do so. Therefore, please be careful that there is no such justification that we are celebrating Eid al-Zahra and we are sinning. Yes, inshallah, on the nonce of Rabiul Awwal and the days after that, we'll be celebrating the wilayat and the commencement of the imamat of Imam al-Hujjah Jalallahu Farajahu Sharif in a respectful way, in a manner and fashion that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam will be pleased with. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now, the remaining time that I have, I want to share with you the final will, or one of the main wills of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, inshallah, with you. This is also a confirmation for what you are talking about from a different aspect, to see that what is the requirement of being a follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. As I'm talking to you from a distance now, if really we could, I wish we could, listen to a lecture of Imam al-Hujjah Jalallahu Farajahu Sharif on this occasion of the anniversary of the martyrdom of his father, what would be the topic that Imam al-Hujjah Jalallahu Farajahu Sharif would be talking about? What would be the recommendations of our present Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif for us? I would tell you whatever that his father and his forefathers have said. So this is the will of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam for you and I to take it home, to take it to work, to take it to the uni tomorrow when we go to work, when we go to school, to have it with us, read it, memorize it, and inshallah pray to God to help us to practice it. And then we can say we are pleasing the holy heart of Imam al-Hujjah Jalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. The source of this will of the Imam is the book, the earliest source is the book of Tuhaful Uqul, that is a combination collection of words of wisdom of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam for intellectuals like you brothers and sisters, and Al Rasul, from the holy family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is delivering a message to his followers. قال الإمام العسكري عليه السلام لشيعته, for his followers. أوصيكم بتقوى الله. First and foremost, the Imam says that the main advice that I have for you is تقوى الله, to be dutiful to the law of God, to abide by the law of God. والورع في دينكم. When it comes to your religion, take the precaution. There are matters that you know for sure are haram. Avoid it. Matters that you know for sure is haram, is halal, you can attend it. Dubious matters, the gray area in the matter of your religion, always in the matter of your religion. If you want to practice al-wara', say better safe than sorry. Avoid it as much as possible. You'll be safer. This first, أوصيكم بتقوى الله والورع في دينكم. Second, والاجتهاد لله. My only, I also advise you to endeavor to put your utmost efforts lillah for the sake of God. Ijtihad here doesn't mean the mujtahid and ijtihad that you and I have got familiar with. It means that in the matter of your religion, for self-building, to maintain your religion and the religion of your family members, you have to put some efforts into it. You have to sacrifice a bit of time, often a bit of money. Often you have to go out of your worldly life for the sake of God. Wal ijtihad lillah. وصدق الحديث, the third one and the fourth one come together. صدق الحديث وأداء الأمانة إلى من ائتمنكم من بر أو فاجر. Imam Al-Askari, brothers and sisters, is expecting us tonight, in the night that we are commemorating his martyrdom anniversary, to abide by this law of telling the truth. In another hadith, Imam Al-Askari, Imam Al-Sadiq alayhi salam, someone came to visit Imam Al-Sadiq alayhi salam. His name is Abu Al-Kahmas. The Imam delivers a message for people of his area and says that when you go back home, give my salam to your community and tell them, if you want a spiritual growth, go and do it the way that Imam Ali alayhi salam did it. If you want nearness to the Prophet of Islam, then انظر الى ما بلغ علي ابن ابي طالب, how Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib went to become so near to the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says he achieved, he attained that by بصدق الحديث وأداء الأمانة, by telling the truth and delivering the trust when somebody is entrusting you, alright, not betraying their trust. That's why Imam Ali alayhi salam is called Siddiq al-Akbar, the most truthful person, because he is the very first who declared his Islam, while others, they were idol worshippers. And that's why a kafir, an atheist, is the biggest liar in the world. Why? Because he is giving such a big lie of claiming that this universe doesn't have any creator. A kafir is the biggest liar. Kadhib, kadhab, as Quran says. And the one who believes in God is Sadiq. The one who believed first in the Prophet of Islam is Siddiq, and Siddiq al-Akbar, Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, بصدق الحديث وأداء الأمانة, in your society, in your business, wherever you are, the way that you can deal with people so that you are a trust, you are known as an honest and trustworthy person, even by non-Muslims, especially non-Muslims and Muslims, of course, as well. It is so embarrassing, really, what I sometimes hear from Muslim brothers, that they say, unfortunately, I'd rather deal with a non-Muslim than a Muslim, because Muslim brothers often, they are not honest in their business. It's very unfortunate. As the true followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we got to be very careful of this hadith that the Imam says, whoever is entrusting you, whether he is a kafir or he is a mu'min, it doesn't matter. There is no such things as it is justified to steal from a non-Muslim, from a kafir, from an Aussie, from a Canadian, from an English or so forth. Absolutely, this is rubbish. This, excuse my language, this is absolutely untrue. The teachings of Islam are rejecting this assumption, absolutely rejecting it. And then the Imam says, I also advise you of tul sujood. When you prostrate, prolong your prostration. Because the ayah, if I read it now, all of us, we have to drop on earth and prostrate. The ayah says that if you want nearness and proximity to God, prolong your sujood, your prostration. Don't rush it. As Imam Ali alayhi salam says, don't be like a bird picking beans from the earth. So وطول السجود وحسن الجوار, and good neighbor, be a good neighbor for your neighbors. When you go to an Islamic center, when you come to the center, please make sure that you have parked your cars thoughtfully, not disturbing any of the neighbors, because this is definitely a big sin. If the way that we are dealing with our neighbors, if we are a nuisance because of noise, because of parking, because of things like that, then we are not really pleasing Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And then Imam Al-Askari says, فَبِهَذَا جَاءَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. This is Islam. This is true Islam. This is what the Prophet of Islam has brought. Then the Imam continues, Sallu fi ashairihim. Pray with them. Join the prayer of the... This talking about Sunnis. Attend the Jama'at of the Sunnis. وَشْهَدُوا جَنَازِهِمْ. You see, there's a funeral of a non-Shia. Attend it. وَعُودُوا مَرْضَاهُمْ. One of them gets sick. You're a minority. Go and visit them. Go to the hospitals and visit the sick and patient people, whether Muslims, non-Muslims, Shia, non-Shia. وَأَدُّوا حُقُوقَهُمْ. Deliver their rights, things that is on them. فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ مِنْكُمْ. The Imam says, the reason that I'm giving you such advice, pay attention to this, that by practice, the golden opportunity that you have where you are living as a minority, that you, around you there are non-Muslims, non-Shia, you have a golden opportunity of delivering the beauty of Islam to them. فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ مِنْكُمْ إِذَا وَرَعَ فِي دِينِ. One of you, men or women, if he or she is fearing God and is really abiding by his or her religion properly, وَصَدَغَ فِي حَدِيثِ, and he or she is telling the truth and is trustworthy and honest in his business, وَحَسَّنَ خُلْغَ, and his mannerism is so attractive, so nice, that people, they say that, look at this religious person, something that unfortunately often we suffer from. When his manner or her manner is good, by action he's attracting people. وَحَسَّنَ خُلْقَهُ مَعَ النَّاسِ قِيلَ هَذَا شِيعِيٌّ. People, this is, look at him. You see, he's a Muslim. He's a Shia. His name is Ali. His name is Muhammad. Her name is Fatima. They are one of the followers of Ahlul Bayt and a Muslim, Shia Muslim. فَيَسُرُّنِي ذَلِكَ. Imam Al-Askar alayhi salam said, then you will be pleasing me, because you bring respect and good reputation to me. Then the Imam says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا زَيْنَا وَلَا تَكُونُوا شَيْئًا. Fear Allah and كُونُوا زَيْنَا. It means that be good, reputable, honorable, graceful. Don't be disgraceful by action. Don't be dishonorable by action. Because if you are disreputable, then you are ruining my reputation, the reputation of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. جُرُّوا إِلَيْنَا كُلَّ مَوَدَّةٍ. Imam Al-Askar alayhi salam says, bring to us every love. Meaning that the way that you live, the way that you talk about us, make it in a way that people say, wow, we love Ahlul Bayt. If this is Imam Al-Askari, we love him. Then the Imam says that, جُرُّوا إِلَيْنَا كُلَّ مَوَدَّةٍ وَدْفَوْ عَنَّا كُلَّ قَبِيحٍ. By action, repel any ugliness from us, because there isn't. فَإِنَّهُ مَا قِيلَ فِينَا مِنْ حُسْفَ فَنَحْنُوا أَهْلُ. No goodness has ever been said about us, but we deserve it. It's true. And وَمَا قِيلَ فِينَا مِنْ سُوءٍ فَمَا نَحْنُ كَذَلِكَ. Any evil ever has been related to us, it doesn't belong to us. It's a misrepresentation of Islam, misrepresentation of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because there's no evil in them at all. And then the Imam says, لَنَا حَقٌ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَقَرَابَةٌ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. There is a right. We have a right. What is that right? وَآتَدَ الْقُرْبَى حَقَّ قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْ إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Introduce, this is an obligation on people, on us, that they have that responsibility and nearness to the Prophet of Islam. وَطَطْهِيرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Thorough purification is only done to us, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. وَطَطْهِيرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ لا يدعيه احد غيرنا الا كذاب. The Imam says that none other than us ever claims that thorough purification, that close relation with the Prophet, that he is a liar. No one other than us can have this claim. All right, then the Imam continues, اكثروا ذكر الله وذكر الموت. Remember much Allah, remember much death and the consequences of death. وتلاوت القرآن, recitation of the Quran. والصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and recitation of salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Then the Imam says the purpose of the benefit of that, it's coming back to you. فإن الصلاة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عشر حسنات, 10 times the rewards of it comes back to you. And then the Imam said, احفظوا, remember, memorize what I have told you. On the occasion of my martyrdom anniversary, you attended my majlis. This is my message for you. The message that I deliver to you, remember it, memorize it, share it with others. وَأَسْتَوْدِعُكُمُ اللَّهِ, and then I entrust you to the Almighty God. And then the Imam says, وَأَقْرَ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ, and I give my salam to you, the salam of the Imam, that is nothing less than peace and tranquility in this world and in the next. صَلُّوا عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدْ. Brothers and sisters, let's now turn off the lights. Inshallah, the lights of our hearts will be turned on. And I want to take you for a very short trip, inshallah. Close your eyes and let's send our souls to the country of Iraq, Al-Iraq, the city of Samarra, a city that is more Sunni populated, not many Shia reside there. But there is a holy shrine there, holy site, that the holy grave of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, known as Askariyain, is there. Also, if you've been there, the grave of the mother of Imam al-Zaman, Narjis Khatun, also is there. Also, the grave of the aunt of Imam al-Askari, Hakim al-Khatun, the daughter of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, is there. Unfortunately, Samarra, because it's still insecurity that is in it, the Imams of Imam Hadi and Imam Askari and the two ladies, they don't get many visitors still. But we can go tonight, surely, following our present Imam, Imam Al-Hujjah Jalallah Farajuh Sharif, asking the Imam to take us there, to take our souls, to please our souls, to heal our souls. السلام عليك يا مولاي يا أبا محمد الحسن بن علي العسكري السلام عليك يا أبا الإمام المنتظر, the father of our present Imam, who is himself waiting and is awaiting his reappearance. Tonight, a night like tonight, what was happening in Samarra? On the year 260 after the migration of the Prophet, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam was poisoned to death, and he was under 30 years old. Imam al-Zaman, who was a very young boy, he is sitting around the dying bed of his father, mourning and crying. بلبل از دوری گل تا سحر امشب به نباز. For sure tonight Imam Mahdi is mourning and crying. یا پسر بر سر بالین پدر نوه گرد. For sure tonight Imam Mahdi will be in Samarra, mourning and crying for his father, Imam al-Askari. Now as we are in the holy shrine of Imam al-Askari, we have Imam Hadi and Imam Askari before us. Ya Aba Muhammad, keep your needs handy. يا حسن بن علي أيها الزكي العسكري يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا.
Ask for the quick reappearance of Imam al-Hujjah.
Ask for our sins to be cleansed. Ya wajihan inda Allah ishfa' lana inda Allah.
Respectfully, humbly, I want to say, my dear Imam, on the night of the 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal, you were sitting around the dying bed of your father. You attended his funeral. Your father was buried respectfully. But Mahdi Jan, I wish you were also in Karbala, where the holy body of your grandfather Hussein was left on the plain of Karbala for 3 days and night.
على لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.